in you. This morning, we come in your house. We really need you, Father. We want to pray, we want to praise, and we want to surrender our life. Please speak to us, Fathers. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, EMP looks similar with my ministry, all women. Still women coming. Okay. Praise the Lord, we gather again after few days enjoy Chinese New Year holiday. But I think the word enjoy is not really fit with our situation, because this year the situation is different with the last year. Protests still go on. And then we get another bonus that what I say, Wuhan coronavirus around us that we cannot see. So everybody alert and keep their body from infection from the virus. Now in Hong Kong, if you walk at MTR, you can see five color face of everybody. White color, blue color, or pink color, or black color, according the masker that they wear. Yeah, I use white color, so maybe some of you use pink color. Yeah, I wonder if we really using masker, can we free from the virus? I discuss this problem with my son, and the answer is I don't know. If he don't know, I also don't know. But at least I try to protect myself. That's why we have activity a few days in Spain. Now, I always say, wash your hand, wash your hand. And then, no shake hand, just smile when we meet each other. Because we really concerned with this situation. And I said, if one of you get infection, then maybe we need to close our church for few months. So, yeah, everybody concerned with this kind of problem. But in the midst of this concern, 2 days ago, we get another news from United States. I know some of us will know this name, Kobe Bryant, with his daughter, got accident, not because of virus, but because of helicopter accident. As I know, Kobe Bryant, one of the richest sportsmen in the earth. She has around 500 million US dollar during his time he played basketball. With this money, he can buy a helicopter or he can buy anything. He will protect. But who knows? He also died. So, what I want to say is, if we concern with one thing, it is good. But for sure, there are another thing come out. Because this is the situation when we live in the earth. Finally, everybody will stop. My point is how we can enjoy with this situation. We can enjoy. Because some of the people, even for Sunday worship, they do not go to the church. And they said, no. There's a lot of fears. So this kind of living is the enemy wanted. Enemy want us to fear. To fear and then live in sadness, in angry, in a bitter situation. But as son of God, God want to us to enjoy, to happy, even in the bad situation. Because our happiness, our joyful, is not depend by the situation, but depend by God. That's why when I try to find out what kind of sermon message that I can share this morning, Psalm 91 come out. Let's read together Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wing you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a cell and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, your dwell place. No evil will befall you, nor will plague come near your tent. For He will give His angel charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They will hear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, and the young lion and the serpent will tremble down. Because he has loved me, therefore I deliver him. I set him secure on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. Oh, brothers and sisters, when we read this psalm, it seems like you have fasting for a few days, and then you get a really, really good taste of a glass of soup or a glass of juice that really strengthens us. Oh, thanks God. There is a word that really blessed me. And I hope this psalm also bless you. If we read the whole chapter, then we can take few points from this psalm. First, I can say that Psalm 91 is psalm of promise. A lot of promise, yeah, that God give it to us. Promise make people happy. Promise make people strong. Promise make people have hope. But human promise sometimes not accurate. Sometimes people promise and he forget. That's why I always write down what I have promised with my wife. Otherwise, a trouble for me if I do not keep the promise. Make sure one promise, if you pass it, then the second promise, people will not trust you. This human, yeah. No wonder I have a lot of sisters now. They are single parents. Where does us the husband? The husband just promise but do not keep promise. Yeah, that's why some of them sad because they hold false promise. But thanks God, brothers and sisters, when God gives promise, for sure, He will keep the promise. If you read Old Testament from the book Genesis till the end of the Old Testament, you can see every promise from God always happened. If you learn about Christ, you can see before Christ coming, God promised. And then Jesus coming, died and rose from the dead, promise. And then now we only wait for one promise. He returned again and take us go together to heaven. So brothers and sisters, when God gives promise, don't say, are you sure? Yes or no? No need. Just take it. Yeah, like a children keep the promise from their parents. That's why we need this kind of faith when we hold God's promise. Just trust, because God always keep His promise. This is the first one. In this situation, I keep God's promise on verse 6 of the pestilence that stole in darkness. What is pestilence? A fatal epidemic disease, especially bubonic plague. So this kind of problem, not only in this day, 1,000 years ago, similar problem come out. And you remember when God punished Egypt with 10 punish, one of them similar case. And then no punishment affect Israel people. God can protect them. Yeah. Even in fatal epidemic disease, God can protect you. So I keep this promise. That's why every day I still walk to Kosbebe. I still meet people. Yeah. If they said, use your masker, then I bring my masker, white color, something like that. Just enjoy. And when my son and my daughter go out, yes, I say, just go out. You can go anywhere, but don't go to bad place. Just go to the church, serve people, happy. We go to everywhere. Yeah. 2 days ago, I see one couple. They so enjoy walk with the family, with 2 kids. Just normal life. Don't make the enemy take out your joy. We keep God's promise. The second point. Psalm 91, I can say also Psalm of Hope. In verse 1, He who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Brothers and sisters, if you stay in the shelter of the Most High, and if you abide in the shadow of the Almighty, is there anything that you need? This is our hope. We walk with God. I just come back from my hometown a few days. My wife still in the hometown. Tomorrow she come back. Before, I don't want to go back, but I see, oh yeah, I have 4-day holiday. It is a good time. Go with my wife. I don't know if you have this kind of husband or not. Yeah, go together. And then before I make a decision, go with her, then I say, this is your money. This is for family. This is for what? Keep it. Oh yeah, enough or not, she still think. But when I go with her, she don't feel any worry because credit card on my hand. Yeah. So I just simple husband go with her and she look happy. Now imagine we walk together with God. If we do not happy, If we still worry and afraid, then we make God not happy. How can? Why you do not trust me? Yeah. Remember when Jesus with the disciple crossed the lake, and then there is a typhoon, everything, and the disciples say, "Oh, we will die." Blah, blah, blah. And Jesus say, "Hush! Don't you see? I'm with you. Brothers and sisters, make sure that God with us and I with him. He is our refuge and he is our shelter." Yeah. I understand full the word of shelter because I serve domestic helper. One time, the employer say, "Oh, tonight, I don't want you work with me. I give you some money." Yeah. 7 p.m. And then helper need to take everything. And then 10 p.m. come out from the employee house. "Pastor Selamat, what can I do? Pastor Selamat, what can I do? Before, we have the place to stay. But now, we don't have place to stay." Then I say, okay. "I help you for one night. Tomorrow, we do something. You just stay in this place and then don't go out. Just stay in this place for take a rest." When I say just stay in this place for take a rest, they don't ask me again. They're so happy. Get one night shelter. Brothers and sisters, more happy from us. God with us. We need to remember the word Emmanuel. The word that God gave to Jesus, that means God with us. He is our hope. The third point, Psalm 99, also Psalm of Love. God loves us for sure. God loves us for sure. But the problem, God also wants us to love him. You get God promise. You get God hope if you love him. Let's see on verse 14. "Because he has loved me, therefore." Yeah. "Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will sanctify him and let him see my salvation." You get this all, a complete package. Yeah, this is more just insurance company that cover you with 3,000 go to the 10 dentists, that cover you a few hundred thousand to the hospital, that cover you not in Hong Kong, but also in some country. This more than that. More than that. How we get this all? Simple, brothers and sisters. First, because he has loved me. Yeah. Not God love us, but now the psalm say, because he has loved me. That means you and I need to love God. The second point, love God's mean. I have a lot of definition what is love us God means, but in this psalm we can see that love us mean. Because he has known my name. Known my name. The problem of Christianity today is people have knowledge about God. But people do not know about God. Knowing means, have understanding and experience God. No wonder a few days ago PSAM said that the most important in the church is not the knowledge of God, but the experience of God. No wonder today SP is about 16 years or 17 years, 16 maybe, yeah. PSAM still teach experience God. From experience God, we know about Him. We experience Him. Once people experience God, He will love God. Because in God, we can see His perfect love, His perfect providence to us, and His perfect power to us. This is our motto, to know Him, to experience Him. I walk with God about 42 years. In my short holiday, I go to my first church when I was get baptized 40 years ago. I was from Methodist church, then I go back. And then I ask permission that next August, when I come back for my nephew married, I have Sunday free. Do you allow me to preach? Then they say yes. Then I will preach in my first church after 40 years leaving from the church. Yeah, I will talk about how I experienced God during these 40 years. Brothers and sisters, what we need to love Him. How we can love Him? By knowing Him. How we know God? We open again John 15. It's the secret of knowing God. Stay, stay, stay. In my house, when we gather together, no one can hold mobile phone. If we gather together, someone will mobile phone. Wait, put on your mobile phone. You cannot concentration. Just, yeah. And then another day, when we talk again, someone asks again, then we always say, you are grandpa. Next time, when we gather together, don't hold your mobile phone. We cannot stay in God if we cannot live. We cannot focus. When you focus, you can stay. When you stay, you can know. When you know, you can love. No wonder when we go back to our old time, we remember how we get dating. If we on dating, we just do not say anything. We don't know each other. Yeah, dating, we must talk. We must observe. After observe, then love. People always said, feel sad after married because on the dating time, they don't know each other. Yeah, they don't know each other. For someone who has not married, I will teach you how to know your spouse during dating. So that when you get along, you will be happy. Stay together, knowing Him, and then love Him. When you love Him, you get this packet. With this packet, is there anything you need, brothers and sisters? For sure, I remember David say, God is my shepherd. I don't want anything. I am happy. So this psalm is God's blessing to us. More than red pocket with 1,000 inside. But usually in Hong Kong, only $10. Yeah. Okay, now our time is to put this psalm into our heart. Let us bow our head and then put this psalm in our heart. Also, I really want you to share this psalm to your family, to your friend. Yeah. You highlight some word from Psalm 91 and you told them, this is what I get this morning. I want to share to you so that you have happiness, joy. Do not live in fear, in worry. God is our shelter. Yeah. We need to love Him and we get a pocket of protection.
Lord of all.
First of all, let's spend our time pray for our situation, especially for the city of Wuhan. Many people live in fear. We pray that God will help them. God will help all doctor and medical people to find antibiotic that can kill coronavirus. We pray that the virus not spread around the world. Yeah, we ask for God's mercy upon this situation. Let's pray together. We enter to our community prayer. We pray for our brother, sister, family who have cancer and running chemotherapy. We pray that God will touch them and take every physical problem from them. Let's pray together. Also pray for a group of people, not only pray for physical health, but also spiritual salvation. We pray that God open their heart to receive Jesus Christ. Also pray for a group of people. They have a lot of problem in their body. We pray that God take all this weakness. Two brothers looking for new jobs, we pray for them. Today, we pray for mission at China. We pray for our brother and sister at Beijing and also Shanghai. We can feel how they're feeling. We pray that God's joy come upon them. Even in bad situation, they trust God. Pray for double protection for our pastor, Pastor Hanshu, Pastor Ricky, Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and churches and believers in China, so that not only they get strong from God, they also can share hope to their neighbor. Let's pray together. Also, always pray for our board member, P. Sam, P. Nate, Sandro, and all brothers and sisters, so that they can always run this church according to God's will. Let's pray together. We pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men Ministry, Monday Prayer, Pure Desire, Woman Ministry, and Retreat. Retreat is coming next month. Let's pray together so that all the program that they make can run smoothly. We pray for SP 2.0, building and resources. We pray that God will extend, of course, not only building, but also ministry. Praise the Lord. We pray that 2020, we can see that SP also in Japan. We pray for this plan, that God will bless our brothers and sisters who serve in Japan. We pray all for tonight, house church in many areas. We pray that member can come and they have fellowship. They can bless each other, pray for each other. We pray for house church activity tonight. Finally, we pray for our city. We pray that God, love and peace always in this city. Father, thank you. Thank you for Psalm 91. We feel peace now. And we pray that you will lead us to share Psalm 91 to our family, to our neighbor, to our friend society, Father, so that everybody, every person, every people put trust in you. Thank you, Father. We ask for your protection. Whenever we leave this place, your peace and power always come and walk with us. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.